You know what? It was yesterday, and our work yesterday kind of limped around a little bit, so they took him in and looked at it. And it was a little bit swollen this morning.
Tom, Victor's been around the last day or so. I just wondered how things went with that.
Seemed like he did well. I mean, we saw him when he first came back. I haven't seen him. You know, I didn't see him yesterday or whatever, but it seemed like he's doing well. He was in good spirits. Anybody else?
Tom, this is a game between the last two division champions. What does that say about the, I guess, the East?
Well, you can speculate on as well as I. It speaks to what the NFL is all about in terms of, you know, the parity issue that we continuously operate under, and the fact that, you know, you have from year to year things happen, and you know, teams can play well, as you well know, at the end of the year and be the strongest team, and teams can get off to a bad start, as we know, and be scrambling around at the end.
Having had a chance to look at the film, how much different is their offense with Cousins in there as opposed to Gordon?
Well, the natural is they're not featuring the option. I'm not telling you that they wouldn't run it, but they're not. You don't see that. You see, you know, the traditional two-back runs. You see the two tight end, two receiver runs. You see the three wide runs. They're diversified. They have some four wide receivers. They have a number of receivers that play and have different responsibilities, and they are throwing the ball a lot.
Chance you get Deal back this weekend?
Who's that? Deal? There's a chance, yeah. He's practiced. Mm-hmm.
Tom, do you talk either in a group or individually to some guys who maybe might not be back? You know, some guys who in their last year, their contract or things like that. Do you make
no.
a point before a last game or address that in any greater?
Not really. No. I just continue to talk about team and how important it is to win. You know, how important it is to play well.
When does the preparation for 2014 start for you? Sunday night, or are you going to give yourself a little break? Or
it'd probably be the evaluation of the current team will be right away.
Mm-hmm. With a guy like Ryan Nass, the rookie quarterback, is there any desire to try and get him into games to get him some sort of, you know, game action in his rookie year, even if it's at the end of this game at all? Or?
Well, I mean, all things being considered, that wouldn't be the number one priority. Off season, yeah, ask me again about it when we get started.
I'm not sure if football teams get announced tomorrow. I don't know how many guys over Benny you're going to end up having, but if you were to get a guy like Antrolo on there for the way he's playing, would that be meaningful?
Sure it would be. He deserves to be. He deserves to be a Pro Bowler the way he's played. He's had an outstanding season. It's a source of pride and honor to the organization to have a player recognized like that. And he is deserving.
I know you said you don't talk to the players about this, but there are guys who have been around here for a long time who are probably playing their last game for the Giants.
Yeah, but I don't make those decisions, and I don't know that those decisions are made by the player yet either. And it would be presumptuous for me. We try to win every game. And we'll do the same thing here.